Hello and welcome to another episode of The Bored Indian. Today I would be talking about a movie I watched recently, and that movie name is Super Mario Bros. So I can say that it was a fun ride. The whole thing was a bit, I didn't actually read any reviews or anything as such, and I kept myself completely spoiler free until I actually went and watched the movie, and I can say that it was quite an experience. The movie begins with a standard thing, like knowing Mario, you usually, when you were playing the games when you were in childhood or when you became an adult and then sneakily still had the game somewhere on your desktop or somewhere else or even on your gaming systems, you could say that these Mario has left an undeniable impact on your life. It is something that has always been a part of you. And most of the time, if you hear the audio for Mario, you know what is coming. You can actually recognize it. Although it has been a long time since the last time we heard about Mario or even a movie, but it has come in good time and it was much appreciated by everybody. But there is some parts of it. I'll begin the whole thing by talking about the very beginning. Beginning, we can see Mario and his brother Luigi are both Italians living in New York or some place which looks like New York, and Brooklyn. Yes, they both are from Brooklyn and they both are going through a plumbing company, are setting up a plumbing company, and they have just spent their life savings on having a TV ad. Let me say that the concept of it was a bit funny, but at the same time just shows to realize that how people are, and sometimes money management, if I say something like, hey, money management is responsible and that was not a right financial decision, in both ways it can be right as well and it can be wrong as well, because if you don't, it is sort of like a cycle. You make ads, you get requests. Because you're not getting requests, that's why you make ads, and that's why how it goes in a circle. And let me say, the overall feeling that I got when I watched the movie was, I enjoyed it. And it is a nice family friendly movie that you can watch with people younger than you, people older than you, people very very old than you. There is a little bit there for everybody, and it does not try to go into very deep emotions and things. Everything is kept light and you enjoy the moments you spend knowing these characters, knowing their personalities. One thing I enjoyed was Seth's voice as Donkey Kong. It was a particularly incredible and surprise to me, because I actually didn't know, and when I suddenly heard it, I was like, hey, I have heard this voice before. Then suddenly it struck me and I was like, man, it is Seth. Although the whole premise somewhat is similar to the game, where somebody is captured or kidnapped, I think I have given a lot in that description only, and Mario is the one to go and rescue. But at the same time, it also goes to show what kind, how good people are and how the different things are, and lot of origin stories that people thought were true or people made up in their own mind, they have been actually realized here. Like, who knew where Mario was from? Or who knew what the legend of the Donkey Kong was? Or all these special things. And at the same time, one more thing which was surprising is most of the time when we have played the game, the Princess Peach is shown to be somebody who always gets kidnapped. Whereas here, it is shown that she can hold her own weight and knows about how, what kind of people she is dealing with, and ensures that everybody in her team, everybody in their group is aware of it and they can take the required actions. Although one thing I actually particularly liked about this story, I can say, or this movie, was that it did not try to insult anybody. Or it didn't, for me, it didn't feel like anybody was being insulted or humiliated. Most of the time in the movies today, you feel like somebody or the other, it needs to be the butt of the joke. And it wasn't that. Everybody was nice, good-natured. The thing was, the people who get offended for Italians most of the time aren't the originally Italians as well. And it becomes quite humorous to see them. So most of the time what people want, what everybody wants, is having a good movie that you can enjoy. And if you can deliver that, most people don't care what you're saying, what you're doing, but as long as the movie is good. Everybody likes to have some enjoyment. And that enjoyment was there when you watch this movie. Although, in the movie there were certain things which were like, although it might be just be me, that sometimes I felt like I should have watched it with subtitles. Since I ended up not watching it with subtitles, few words sort missed and I couldn't actually realize what they were saying or what they were mentioning, or some few obscure things that that fans or people who might know more about the story or more about the background might be able to tell. So those things just flew over my head but didn't matter much. Regardless, if given a choice or if given a chance, I would definitely go for another showing of the same movie, Super Mario Bros. I guess you should also watch it. You'll enjoy it. And even if you don't, you won't feel bad after coming out of the theater. Thank you and have a great day.